Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Circle of Friends. We are here today on July the 19th, and we came to give God all the glory and honor, for he deserves the highest praise this morning. We are so grateful and just overfilled with joy just to be here this morning. We just give you thanks, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we worship your holy name, Jesus. Lord God, for you are great and greatly to be praised, Heavenly Father. Lord God, I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, I worship your holy name this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us, Lord God, to be here on this prayer line, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we just give you thanks, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for Sister Darlene, Lord God, and everybody that's here on this prayer line, everybody that comes consistently to, Lord God, lift you up, Lord God, and just stand in the gap for others. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We give you all the praise and glory and honor, Lord God, for you deserve the praises, Lord God, and we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for answering prayers, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the renewed anointing, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the blood, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God, that you're setting our souls on fire for you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God, that you're breaking every chain, Lord God, tearing down every stronghold in our life right now, Lord God. Lord God, we glorify you, Lord God. We magnify you, Jesus, Lord God, because we know, Lord, that you are able. You are able to do exceedingly above all we can ask or imagine, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for salvation, Lord God. Thank you for saving our families, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for saving our, Lord God, friends and, Lord God, our neighbors, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for every green pasture, Lord God, that you lay us beside, Lord God, and every still water, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God, because you are the lily in the valley, Lord God. Lord God, that you never leave us nor forsake us, Jesus, Lord God. You said, Lord God, that you will be with us, Lord God, and we just thank you, Lord God, that you stick closer than a brother, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, that we don't go through stuff alone, Lord God, but you are always right there, Lord God, no matter what the situation is, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we are overcomers by the blood and the words of our testimony, Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for healing, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for transforming, Lord God, that you're transforming us daily, Lord God, as we come before the throne of grace, Lord God. You're transforming our minds, Lord God. You're transforming our hearts, Lord God, and we just thank you, Lord God, that we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing that place in our hearts, Lord God, for it, Lord God. Lord God, that only that you can feel, Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord. Lord God, we're praying for those, Lord God, that are sick and shut in, Lord God. Lord God, there's some people, Lord God, battling cancer, Lord God. We're praying for them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're praying for their healing right now, Lord God. We asking you to do it, Jesus, Lord God, because we know that you can, Lord God. Lord God, we have faith in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, there's some people with lupus, Lord God. We're praying for them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we know that you can heal, Lord God, deliver and set free, Lord God. Lord God, there's some people dealing with sugar diabetes, Lord God, and Lord God, there's some people dealing with lung conditions, Lord God. Lord God, there's some people dealing with all kind of just autoimmune diseases right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you give them, Lord God, deliverance right now, Lord God. Heal them, Lord God. Heal their mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because we know that you can do all things, Lord God. Nothing's too big for you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we praying for those, Lord God, that's addicted to drugs, Lord God. Lord God, there's some people, Lord God, that's addicted to fentanyl, Lord God, and Percocets and all kind of pills, Jesus, Lord God. We're praying for their deliverance today, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you can deliver and set free right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, break all chains of addiction right now, Lord God. Lord God, break them right now, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, they're not smoking vapes, Lord God. Lord God, but you can heal them right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying, Lord God, that you give them the anointing that they need, Lord God, that they know, Lord God, that they don't need that right now, Jesus. They don't need it, Lord God. So I just pray for them right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray for everybody that's grieving, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for Mr. Reggie, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for people that maybe lost their mother or father, Lord God. And Lord God, there's some people that lost their children, Jesus, Lord God. We're praying, Lord God, that you mend the broken hearts, Lord God. We're praying for TJ, Jadon, and Kenyon, Lord God, as they lost their father, Father God. Lord God, I'm praying for their healing, Lord God. Lord God, that you mend their hearts right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. That void inside of them, Lord God, I pray that you heal it right now, Lord God, because I know that you can, Lord God. I know that you can, Jesus, Lord God. We pray for Yolanda and Tony, Lord God. Lord God, that you continue to do a work on them, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just praying for everybody, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We praying for Sister Marie, Lord God, that she gets what she needs for her vacation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We praying for Sister Peggy, Lord God, that she will receive deliverance, Lord God, from her situation, Lord God. Well, Lord God, we're praying for those, Lord God, that maybe have mental conditions right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for those that may be schizophrenic, Lord God, or have bipolarism, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're praying for them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, those with autism, Lord God, and ADHD, Lord God, we're praying for them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they're not misunderstood, Lord God. But Lord God, I pray right now that you touch them, Jesus, Lord God. Touch them, touch their minds, Lord God. The people that are dealing with them, Lord God, I pray that they have compassion, Lord God, and patience, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We are praying, Lord God. We're standing in the gap for them today, Lord God, asking you to break every chain, Lord God. Break the yoke, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that break all spiritual warfare, Lord God. Lord God, break all spiritual warfare right now in each and every one of our life, Lord God, because we know when the enemy comes in like a flood, Lord God, you will raise the standard, Lord God. So we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, because we know, Lord God, that the battle is yours, Lord God, and there's not a battle that you haven't won, Lord God. So, Lord God, I pray right now, Lord God, against overthinking, Lord God, that we're not overthinking, Lord God. Lord God, we're not letting our mind wander, Lord God, because, Lord God, we will have a sound mind, Lord God. You said you would give us peace beyond our understanding, Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, we ask you to break the chains right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, deliver us, oh Lord, Lord God, for we are your people, Lord God. Deliver us, Lord God, from every valley, Lord God, that we're going through, Lord God. All the wilderness, Lord God, in our life, Lord God. Lord God, we know that you're going to see us through, Lord God, like you always do, Jesus, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we have a sound mind, Lord God, and we have peace in every situation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for each and every child, Lord God. I pray for Denver and Dallas, Lord God. I pray for Abraham, Celeste, and Benjamin, and David right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as they're going back to school, Father God. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to keep them, Lord God. Lord God, give them a new anointing, Lord God. Lord God, anoint them, Lord God, that people everywhere can see it, Jesus, Lord God, that they are favored by Jesus Christ, Lord God, that the mark of the Lord is upon them, Lord God, everywhere they go and everything they do, Lord God. We bind all jealousy right now, Lord God. We bind the spirit of envy right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they would, nobody would be jealous or envy of them, Lord God, because they got Jesus Christ inside of them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray right now, Lord God, I thank you, Jesus, for keeping the children, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for keeping the young adults right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind peer pressure, Lord God. We bind anxiety right now, Lord God. We bind the desire to fit in right now, Lord God, that they're not trying to fit in right now because they understand they got an anointing on their life, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you for being a provider, Lord God, and always providing more than enough, Lord God. Lord God, you are the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord God. We are the head and not the tail, Lord God. We are the lender and not the borrower in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, for increasing our territory today, Lord God.
I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for destroying the works of the enemy right now today, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for placing our feet on solid ground, Lord God. I thank you for removing every obstacle out of our way, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for you got us on the path of righteousness for your name's sake, Father God. So I thank you, Jesus, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us will prosper, Lord God. Lord God, because we are covered in the blood. Lord God, each and every one of us is covered in the blood today, Lord God. Apostle Horsley is covered in the blood, and Sister Wonderland is covered in the blood, and Sister Marie, Father God, and Sister Gladys is covered in the blood, Lord God, and Sister Darlene is covered in the blood, Lord God, and Sister Mary, Lord God, and Sister Lucinda, Father God, and Sister Sheila, Jesus, Lord God, and Sister Lois, Lord God. We are covered in the blood and no weapon formed against us and prosper, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we are blessed and highly favored, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ that strengthened us today, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you for the victory is ours, says the Lord, Lord God. Every situation, Lord God, we will come out victorious, Lord God. No matter what is said about us, Lord God. No matter where we go, Lord God. We are the called of Jesus Christ, Lord God. And we step into that today, Lord God, saying, have your way in our life, Father. Have your way in our life, Lord God. Lord God, we cover everything that concerns us in the blood of Jesus, Lord God. Soak it in the blood today, Lord God. Our businesses, Lord God. Our finances, Lord God. Our children, Lord God. Everything that concerns us today, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for Sister Gladys, Lord God, to get that apartment that she needs and wants, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Because you are a provider, Lord God, and a way maker, Lord God. So I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that Sister Marie gets what she is praying for, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you will deliver, Lord God, and I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Heavenly Father. And I give you all the praise and glory, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because your mercy endures forever, Lord God. Thank you for your mercy and grace, Lord God. You brought us so far, Lord God. We may not be where we want to be, Lord God, but we are far from where we came from, Jesus, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God. I glorify you today for that, Lord God, that we are not living in sin, Lord God, but we have been set free, Lord God, by you, Jesus, Lord God, by your blood, Lord God. And, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We're forever grateful, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy upon my life and every life on this prayer line, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God, because I know we sometimes don't deserve it, Lord God. So we are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, Lord God, that you love us, Lord God, despite, Lord God. So we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. You are forever, Lord God. We will forever praise you, Lord God. We'll praise you when it's good, and we're going to praise you when it's bad, Lord God. We're going to praise you, Lord God, because you are our Father with art in heaven, Lord God. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, Lord God. So we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your tender mercies, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We honor you, Lord, for you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for turning every situation around for our good, Lord God. For our good, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for never leaving us, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. So we worship you today, Lord God. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus, Lord God. So I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. So, Lord God, we just pray today, Lord God, and we just give you all the glory and honor. So I just want to thank everybody that's here on the prayer line today. And so I'm just going to read something from Ephesians 6 and 10. And it's about the armor of God. And it says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his almighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. For our struggle is not with flesh and blood, but it's against the rulers and against the authorities and against the powers of darkness in this world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so when the day of the evil comes, you will be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm with the belt of truth, the buckle around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted in the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith in which you can extinguish all flames and arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit and on all occasions with all kinds of power and request. And with this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. So I just thank God today that he has given us everything that we need, everything that we need to keep us protected. I thank you, Lord God, for the armor of Christ today, Lord God, and especially, Lord God, for the shield of faith, Lord God, that we have faith. We have faith in you, Jesus, Lord God, because we know that you are our protection and our peace, Lord God. So today we're going to come together and pray, Lord God, against spiritual warfare that's going on in our life, because he's already given us everything that we need. We have the shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness, the sandals of the Spirit, Lord God, today, Lord God. So he's given us every instrument that we need. So I just thank God today. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that we're not in this alone, Father God. Lord God, that you've given us everything that we need, Lord God. And we put on the armor of Jesus Christ today, Lord God. No weapon formed against us to prosper. No weapon formed against us to prosper. We put on the armor of Jesus today, Lord God. God has already warned us. Lord God, we have put the balance in the sea, Lord God. We take greater weapon than we got to do, Lord God. Lord God, that we have the victory against our Christ.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, praise you, Father.
You love us, Lord God. You love us, Lord God. You
Thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you reveal the things that belong to us this morning, O God.
fortress.
Let your glory
my refuge,
be revealed.
Lord God.
Thank you.
In our lives
today,
Lord God.
In the name of Jesus, my God, my God. Thank you, Lord, today.
Jesus,
we bind
Lord
the prince of the power of the air.
In the
name of
the Lord, we
pray for the blood gates of heaven to be opened over our lives. In the name of Jesus, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Testify today, Lord God, that you brought us through, Lord God. Testify today, Lord God, that you
earth situations around for us right now, Lord God. You're working them out right now in the spirit realm right now. You're working it out for us today, Lord God. You're changing things around right now today, Lord Jesus, Lord God. You've delivered us, Lord God. And I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, Lord God. If it wasn't for Jesus Christ, Lord God, on my side, where would I be, Lord God? Where would I be, Lord God? Lord God, thank you, Lord God, for loving me enough, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Lord God.
For it is written in the
name
of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We are blessed when we come and we are blessed when we go, Lord God. We are blessed in the fields, Lord God. We blessed in the city, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for restoring us, Lord God. Thank you for restoring us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for restoration, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We can't praise you enough, Lord God. We can't praise you enough.
They said they were going to cancel it, but they
somehow, you know, God just intervened and had it so that they just came through the storm, and he brought them home safely when I went to go pick them up last night at the airport. So I just appreciate God for his protection in the name of Jesus over my children while they were up in the air. Hallelujah. Just thanking God. So continue to pray my strength in the Lord. Pray for families. Pray for, you know, neighbors. Just prayer for everyone this day, Father, today in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Alice Marie. And thank you, Chris, for leading us this morning. And I have a prayer request for a guy named Frank. Let's pray for that God line his finances up and for strength to get him through this season, and that he gains what God wants him to gain in this season. But whatever he's going through right now, we, you know, God knows everything. But I was asked to put Frank on the prayer line, you know, that God just worked in his life for his good when it comes down to financial situations and strength to go through whatever he's going through. So thank y'all for praying for Frank.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. This is Darlene B., and I'm just thanking God for today. And I do thank you, Minister Chris, for sharing about the whole armor this morning and the prayers and the praises that have gone up. It is so beautiful to come together, to hear the voices rising up to our Father in faith. And we see God doing great things as we go through this life that we're in. And so I want to request prayer for Pam. She walks bent over like her... something's going on with her back. Also, my sister Rosalyn, she has been diagnosed with osteoporosis. So we want to pray that she will be able to do the things, eat the food and the vitamins that she needs to help her bones to heal. So we want to pray for her. And then for her husband, Frank, who has an ongoing issue with his hips and his legs, that they will be healed. So we thank God for that. And then one of my sisters just started another business, so we pray that God will bless and increase and enlarge her territory, her and her husband. So that's Yolanda, my youngest sister. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. I just want to thank God once again for being in the number. Everyone have a great day.
Good morning. This is Sister LD. I just want to thank everybody for the nice prayers and stuff they gave this morning. Also, I want to thank the Lord for me being here this morning. Also, I'm asking y'all to pray for me. I'm still having the problem with my leg in my stomach, but just continue to pray for me. Thank you.
Yes, praise the Lord. This is Sister Wendelin Horsley. I thank God for our dear Minister Chris for ministering to us on this morning with the beautiful prayer and the powerful word. And we just thank God for the saints on the line. And we just soliciting prayers for families everywhere for family salvation. And let's remember to lift up the church, lift up the fivefold ministry, lift up our pastors everywhere, lift up the people of God. And let's continue to pray for those who are suffering in their bodies with various sicknesses, that they be healed, because we know it's by his stripes we are healed. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, God, for the blessing, the healing, moving by his spirit and by his power. Mm-hmm. Feeling a lot better, not 100%, but you're thanking God because he's working on it. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And every way. Mm-hmm. Want to continuously to hold up Sister Tony, Sister Stephen, Regina Dixon, the Dixon family, the Uncle Nays, your children, my children, grands and great grands, people that are in financial straits. We want to pray those that are going through a time of bereavement. Hallelujah. May we all come together and begin to worship and praise God. I want to stand in the number, hallelujah, God, Pastor Galacta, Pastor Darlene, all the facilitators that come, that everyone that comes to make the radio broadcast together this hour of power, prayer. We thank God for all things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Gladys again. I have a praise report. I just thank God, you know, I went to have some dental work done, and I was noticing that at the time that I was having it done that they were doing things so quickly and so rapidly and stuff like that. So then maybe about a month ago, but I don't know how, you know, I just forgot about that thing, that they sent me some stuff in the mail, but I knew that I was paying my dental bill, hallelujah, with this one credit card. And so what they did, they were they sent me a final notice thing that they said they was going to take me to collections and stuff. So I got in contact with my care navigator, and my care navigator said they had the paperwork on their desk, you know, to file for almost $1,000 worth of dental work and stuff. And so, but nobody, they had never did anything. It was because they didn't get an okay to go ahead and do the work on my mouth and stuff. And so they said I don't have to pay that bill because they're taking it to collections and stuff. But I just thank God for intervening on my behalf that I don't have to pay that bill. We're going to file a grievance against it. So I just ask you to keep me in prayer concerning that and my finances, because I don't have to pay this bill, but I just have to go through the process of what I need to do to get that erased off of my record in Jesus' name. Amen. So just pray pray for that for me, that I, you know, make the proper steps that I need to make to get that done so that I don't have to pay that bill. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for debt release like that. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. So we're right here at the top of the hour. We're going to go ahead and come in and pray. And if you have a prayer request, and right now as we pray together. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you this morning, oh God. First of all, Lord, we want to honor, praise, and the glory, oh God. And all that you're doing, oh God, is marvelous in our eyes. We thank you for our sister Gladys, oh God, and we give you strength, oh God, that you give us faith, oh God,
Lord, we pray for the unity. We pray for peace. Rosario family, in Jesus' name, Lord God.
renewing like you get
what all that you get to it. We pray for Sean, God. We pray for her mind, Lord. We pray for her people, Lord. We pray that you would keep everyone of Sean's needs. We pray for Brenda and her family, Lord, that you would grant them peace. We pray for Uncle Nathaniel. We pray for Sharon, oh God. Oh God, we pray that you would continue to save Israel, God. That you would continue to lead everyone of her needs, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Angela Jones, Lord. We pray right now, Lord, for Margot Foster and her children, Lord. We pray that they would be saved, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Word of faith,
Lord, we thank you.
God. We pray for those who are coming to the
Jesus,
Jesus,
God.
Jesus,
God.
Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We praise you. Hallelujah.
Well, we thank the Lord this morning
for all the prayers, the praises, and the word.
This morning. The word has been brought forth here. You can always go back in and listen to it and just feed your spirit. And always, you know, keep the word of God in your heart and in your mind and continue to study and we know that the more we study the word, the stronger we will be. Just like when you eat your food, you'll be strong and you'll be able to do the things that you need to do. So we thank God for that. So as we're leaving today, we just want to cover all the prayers and the praises with the blood of Jesus, day that we are anointed to do the work of the Father. And I declare for each and every sister and brother in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender in the name of Jesus. And those things that people meant for our harm, those words that they meant for our harm, shall turn out for our good in the name of Jesus. I decree today that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. I decree that every financial mountain is removed from our lives in the name of Jesus. I decree today that the devil is under our feet. In the name of Jesus, I decree today that our sins are forgiven and we are blessed. I decree the floodgates of heaven are being opened over our lives in Jesus' name. I decree that we receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives in Jesus' name. I decree today that we are alive unto God through Jesus Christ and that we are victorious through Christ our Savior. I decree today that no evil shall befall us. Neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling in Jesus' name. Everybody, I want you to remember that I love you. I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself. That is so important, to love yourself, to love your family, your friends, and your foes. When we love people, they will be blessed, and many will make a decision to come into the kingdom. So we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. As we go, let us go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen. Have a beautiful day.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth I believe in my heart that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.